Hi guys, welcome back to Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Ropani. I am deeply grateful for each and every one of you guys. I hope you guys woke up today and grateful for another day of life and being blessed to live each and every day. So today I have another project for you guys. I'm doing another interview. This is another live questions that I'm going to be asking, just trying to get to know everybody a little bit better and their backgrounds and their lives. So do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, guys. My name is Michael, and I'm going to be interviewing with Ropani, and I hope you guys enjoy this interview.
Awesome. Where are you from, Michael?
Originally?
Yeah.
From Trinidad and Tobago. I resided in Brooklyn, New York, and now I'm here in New Jersey.
Awesome. So yeah, these questions, they're not very complex. They're mm-hmm. just trying to get to know you a little bit better. You can answer them as detailed as you can if you want to. There's no timer on that, so take your time, answer as honestly as you can, okay?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Awesome. We'll get started. When was the last time you tried something new?
The last time I tried something new?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was today.
Today?
Yeah, but that was totally work-related, so, you know, but, yeah, so that was today.
Today, what was this new thing?
So, basically, I had to add, there's a new application for printing called Cloud Printing. So we implemented that in the corporate environment in the office. So today was the first time I had to actually scan my card and print to the cloud before I could print to the printer that's right in front of me. And that was totally new, totally cool. It's all a concept based on touchless printing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, COVID, you know, changed a lot of things. So yeah, so that was it.
Yeah. How did you enjoy it?
It's a learning experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was all right. Okay. Pretty cool.
Cool. Awesome. Who do you sometimes compare yourself to?
I actually compare myself to, a lot of times I find myself comparing myself to my grandma because I have a lot of her traits. But other than that, I compare myself to no one.
To no one?
Yeah.
There's no one you look up to?
Good question. No, not really. I try to make my own way in life, you know, let everybody else look up to me. So.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that answer. What are the traits that you and your grandma share?
We are strong mentally. You know, we can express ourselves emotionally. We're pretty vulnerable, which is a good thing, because it gives me, you know, it kind of like, you know, fortifies a lot of the other strengths that we have. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're go-getters. We definitely, my grandma works hard. I'm a hard worker, you know, but, you know, I'm more of a partier than she is. So. But, you know, but she was the epitome of, you know, hard work.
Yeah.
And that's me too, but except I, you know, I do the, you know, I believe in all work and no play makes Mike a dull guy. So
yeah.
Definitely I gotta play sometimes, you know.
Exactly. Yes. Balance it out.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the most sensible thing you've ever heard someone say?
The most sensible thing I've ever heard someone say.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot because I mean I've heard a lot of sensible things in my life.
What's like one that stands out the
but
most?
But one that stands out the most is friends that carry you, but they never bring you back. You know, which means like basically, you know, it's all good to be around friends and stuff like that. But, you know, not everything is for you. You know, it's not always good to follow the crowd. Sometimes it's good to lead your own way. So, you know, as kids growing up, my grandma would say like, you're always doing this with your friend. Doing it. If your friend runs into the wall, are you going to run into a wall too? No, you know, so it's like, she always says like, you know, you have to know when to, you know, think on your own and do things on your own. So she's like, you know, don't always follow friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
friends can carry you away, but they never bring you back. So
that's true. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah,
that's really
it made
deep.
A lot of sense because as you go through life, you know, how many times you met friends and then you are not friends anymore. Hang out with your friends and then they get into trouble and it was like, oh yeah, well, you know, Mike was there too and he did that. And like, whoa, dude, why would you call my name? They caught you, not me, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, so like, all right, because you got caught. No, I got caught. So,
yeah.
You know, so now, you know, we both in trouble. So for me, it's like, yeah. So it made sense.
Okay.
Definitely made sense.
You're right. That does make sense. What gets you excited about life?
Life.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what's coming the next day. You know, so a lot of times you have all these different plans and things don't always work out as they plan, but how you handle that is it's a beautiful thing. And you know, just waking up, you know, to see like, hey, like, you know, what's today's challenges are, and looking forward to those challenges, that's pretty dope in general. I mean, it might be always the best thing, but it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Awesome. What life lesson did you learn the hard way?
Trust in people.
Yeah.
You know,
Can I elaborate?
Sure. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, you put your trust in friends and stuff like that. And, you know, and then, you know, they betray you, or, you know, it's like, but you know, it's like you'd be mad at yourself. Like, you know, you didn't want to trust them to begin with. And then you do so. But then it's like, you know, just knowing who to trust, you know, and then just trusting anybody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so that was definitely a life lesson for me, as well as, you know, not taking no for an answer. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, people would say no, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. And it's good to just get up on your own and see for yourself.
Exactly.
You know, even if it, you know, it gets you in a bit of a trouble, like, but I told you not to, and da 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 da. Now look, you know, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, yes, you can, mm-hmm. you know.
Like, who says you can't?
Yeah, you know, so until you realize, like, no, I really can't, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, but, you know, not taking no for an answer, not settling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, you know, if you believe, if you have a dream, work on your dream. And I'm seeing that it's working for me now, you know. So, yeah, so that'd be one.
That's really dope. I like that. What do you wish you spent more time doing 5 years ago?
5 years ago, I wish I spent more time doing the things that I'm doing now.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, because, man, 5 years from now, I'd be lit. You know, so, you know, and that's just pretty...
Were you, like, not more serious 5 years ago?
5 years ago, no, I wasn't as serious as this, but I think things happen in their own time.
Yeah.
But, you know, but 5 years ago, I was not in a bad place, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, so, you know, but I just wasn't as serious, or as focused, I should say, because I'm, you know, I'm serious now, and I was serious then,
yeah,
but to some degree, but I wasn't as focused.
Okay.
So, so 5 years ago, I wish I had the focus that I have now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dope. Do you ask enough questions, or do you just settle for what you know?
No, I ask questions, because there's always something new to learn, you know, and I like learning. So, you know, so the more you know, the further you go. I do believe in that. So, yeah, so definitely I ask a lot of questions.
Awesome. Did you ask a question today?
Can I ask you a question today? Or did I ask
did you
question?
Ask a question today that you didn't know?
Yeah. How the hell did we print to this damn printer? What's going on here? That's two questions right there. You know? Like, what?
Oh, my God. I love that. So who do you love, and how are you showing them that you love them?
I love my family. You know, I show them I love them every day. Group chats, phone calls, video calls. You know, just to hear their voice, you know, because, you know, I'm in Jersey. You know, they're in New York, and some in Trinidad, and, you know, some in Florida. So, you know, so we have a group chat. And, you know, every day I pop in the group chat, you know, call. Good morning, hey you guys, and you know, just keeping in touch with them, and
that's,
you know,
dope.
Yeah, so
it's
definitely
really
doing
beautiful.
That. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. What's a belief that you hold with which a lot of people disagree with? Something that you believe in and a lot of people disagree with.
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like my beliefs are pretty much they're pretty much standard basic beliefs, so that's kind of like, it's kind of hard to say. It's like, in that sense, it would be, I'd probably have to be speaking about politics, which I really don't do.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, no, it's like my beliefs are pretty much standard moral stuff, you know.
So, yeah.
You know, that's a very good question though. But yeah, I mean, you know, everybody have their own differences and own opinions and stuff like that. So, you know,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Okay.
I think about that some more. Maybe we could ask that again later on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Definitely. what can you do today that you were not capable of a year ago?
Oh, yeah. So, but I think you already know that. So a year ago, I could not, like, really, not to say I wasn't capable of it. I just really never bothered to give it a shot. But, all right. So, like, I could mix drinks, you know. A year ago, was I capable of it? Yeah, I was, but I just really never bothered to do it. But I learned how to mix drinks. And I can, I know how to make money from my laptop trading as a day trader. Yeah. So, you know,
What got you interested in day trading?
What
got you interested in day trading?
Oh, you know, when the pandemic hit, I felt like, you know, with everything shutting down and, you know, people losing their jobs, I used to work on the trade floor as a trade support analyst. And, you know, I used to see these guys like making all this money and stuff. And it was like, you never think it's true, but it's real, because I've seen people lose millions. Like, but to them, it's nothing because they traded big money.
Yeah.
And so for me, with the pandemic, you know, I was talking to a couple of my buddies and they brought it to me, you know, it's like, hey, this one is doing 4X and this one's doing that. And they were showing me like their money that they were making and profits and stuff. And then, you know, it's like, hey, join my group and we can do this and we can do that, right? Mm-hmm. So I typically join one of my friends' group for like $125. And then I joined this this thing called IML Academy or something like that. And they were teaching you how to trade, basically, but they weren't really teaching, more like a marketing thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is not what I want to do. I don't want to bring people in for money and this and that and that. So trading, I started looking up videos and seeing all the posts people were making, mm-hmm. and that motivated me, like, yo, how the hell are they making all this money? Like, yeah. I was really, really curious. And so what I did, I got on the World University, YouTube.
And yes.
Yeah, definitely. And started looking up trading courses, trading Forex, and just learning. So I came across this one mentor called Adam Koo, mm-hmm. and he had like a 22 video Forex trading course, which gave you like the basics of trading, and you know, it went deeper into it, and I got into it, and I never looked back, and now I'm doing my thing. You know,
that's so really beautiful. Yeah,
just a little bit of side hustle, but it's good.
You know? Side hustle is always great.
Always good.
Residual income.
Yeah.
So do you think crying is a sign of weakness or strength?
Strength. It takes a strong person to cry.
Yeah?
It takes a strong person to cry.
But
it's what you're crying for. You know, that's the question.
Because you can cry for anything. You can cry because you're happy, you're sad, you're angry, you're scared. Yeah. Like,
so if I'm scared, I'm definitely not going to cry.
You're not going to cry.
Nah, if I'm scared, I'm probably going to just get quiet and okay, you know? So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be scared, you know, really, to be honest with you.
Really?
So, yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not a kid. So, you know, and I mean, grown folks get scared too, but
yeah.
I don't know what it's like to be scared. Like, what am I scared of, you know?
So, yeah, I mean,
you know, could I be afraid? Maybe, you know, but I'm scared, no. Crying for happiness? No, I don't do that. You know, I don't do that.
For real? Like, you're just so overjoyed, tears come
out. Oh, no. That you know what? That happened to me one time. And, uh-huh. You know, it's when my grandma, at my grandma's party, mm-hmm. I think her 80th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I definitely did. I was so overjoyed that, you know, when I was giving my speech, you know, tears started coming down my eyes, you know. Uh-huh. You know, when my daughter signed for her university, and her scholarship offer, that definitely made me, you know, a bit of a waterworks.
Aww.
You know, because I was just so happy for her, you know, so happy for my grandma. Yeah, that's about it. If I'm angry, no, I don't cry, you know. If I'm angry, it's like, yeah, I'm going to tell you how I feel. You know, so that's it. You know, like, you know, so yeah. So in those instances, other than that night, no. You know, I'm not crying.
When was the last time you cried?
The last time I cried was when I was giving the speech of my daughter's signing. That was it, you know? So, yeah, I remember. I count every teardrop. Because those are the moments you want to live for, you know? Those are mm-hmm. moments that you're going to remember the most, you know? I mean, they're special moments, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so they're going to always hold a special place in your heart. So, you know, so you can definitely count on those.
Okay, awesome. Do you have any life advice you want to give to the listeners?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, I mean, be true to yourself and live the life that you want to live. Don't live your life based on what other people think. You know, live the life that you want to live. Pursue your dreams, because you only get to do this once. That's it.
Yeah.
Life. There's no rewind. There's no replay. There's no repeat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's definitely no fast forward. Everything happens real fast. Slow it down a little bit and just enjoy the life you want to live. Enjoy every moment.
It's a journey.
Yeah. Learn from your mistakes. Because in every L, there's a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
you know, because life is a lesson on its own. We're just winging it out here, right?
Yeah, we really are.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, definitely learn from your mistakes and enjoy the moments, man. Especially when you're on top, shit. Pop your shit.
You know what I mean?
Pop your shit, man.
This is you did it.
Especially if you work hard for yours.
Yeah.
Man, the people that's hating, it's because they're not on your level. They don't know what it's like to really, you know, accomplish great things. Even the small things you accomplish are big things to you. So, yeah, man, pop your shit and enjoy life and ride the highs and learn from the lows. That's it.
That's beautifully said. I love that.
You're welcome.
Definitely enjoyed you coming on to my show.
Yeah, anytime.
Thanks, guys, so much for listening. Don't forget to check out my Instagram at Let's Be Honest. My photography is still on there, my poetry, my merch. Everything is basically on there, my podcast as well. It's Let's Be Honest, LetsBeHonest. Thank you guys so much again. Be blessed, be grateful, enjoy your life. Thank you. Bye-bye.